time.
Somebody
Sophie.
blocking? Hey, you know what? I didn't ask this time.
Yeah, so we're starting again at 23:16. I don't know what happened there, but my recorder got stopped, and people are saying they're looping. But anyway, meanwhile,
Okay.
somebody I think somebody just rebooted the Matrix.
Yeah, when you said that, I kind of asked, can you talk to them, please? So we shouldn't have any more interruptions.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, because I have this little red indicator that tells me that the recorder is running, and I looked over and the two gray ones. Oh, that's not good. Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, this benefits everyone. Like we talked about before, everything is pretty much neutral. We're not here to stop anything, other than to everybody to go forward. And also, I need to bring up that the people from the second and first dimension, a good percent already have graduated and are now incarnating in the third dimension, and some of them even have jumped into the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimension for their achievements.
For good merit. Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, the Matrix had a blue screen of death. Yeah, actually, my current machine is prone to blue screens of death. Somebody sends me a video link, and boom, it goes. I think when we were having a conversation, it did that. But thankfully, and I have to say thank you to all the people who have donated to Wolf Spirit Radio, because of that, I'm able to get new memory sticks for my computer, and so. Hopefully that will never happen again, because of donations. So that's really good. That's where your donations go, folks. Thank you very much. Yeah, I mean I think that's really the way we roll here. You know, if we get any money, we'll put it to making the service better. Always.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
So the 2012 meme, but you were talking about your friends and this party that you went to. So, you want to speak a little bit about the party?
Well, it was actually a birthday party. It was very nice. We just talked about a little bit about the conspiracy and how what's going on, and some had mentioned that how they're scared. One wanted to have another child, but has that on hold because. They're afraid what's going to happen because they've been hearing a lot of things going on that's being put out there, and people are getting really scared and stuff, and a lot of suicidals because they think it's this traumatic thing when it's not. And I told them, you continue doing what you plan to do. If something is telling you in your heart to have another child, there is a reason for that. Okay? Though you brought yourself here for these experiences, and that child is waiting for you to incarnate onto this planet. It's very excited. And if the child is excited to be here, there's a reason for that. It's something beautiful. The shift that's going to happen. We're fortunate. We're all very fortunate to be able to see what's going to occur. I've been fortunate, and many others, to see already what's going on and feel and hear what's going on and sense it. But when this shift on 13-13 happens, I have to say 13-13, okay, all eyes shall see. And you're going to just open your heart so big, and, you know, there's probably going to be many tears. Well, go ahead, cry. Cry with joy. Jump with joy, because there's going to be something to celebrate. We've all been through so much. It's over. And if you pay attention to these events that are happening to the positive side, that's what you need to focus, because the dark stuff that's happening is for a good reason. If you really look at it, it's for a good reason why it's being done. It's going to switch. It's like seeing the battery, the positive and the negative side, and then you flip it, and then you keep flipping it until you find it and meet it in the middle. And that's what's going to happen.
You get to the sweet spot
Yes.
that is neither one nor the other, but just
Yes.
right.
And you and everybody, that will be a holiday of celebration.
So that sounds like a good thing to look forward to. So your friend's at
Yes.
the
Yes.
party, right? I mean, what you're saying is like 2 years ago, you used to work for these people, and they all thought you were.
No, it was about maybe 4 years ago or so that I used to work with them. And no, they kind of knew that I was different, but they just didn't question it too much, because they knew if I were to say something, it's because I can say it. If not, then they didn't question it much, because they knew maybe I'm not supposed to share. They were always very respectful on that. And I love them because I see them like a family, even those that I didn't talk a lot, but just a little hello. I love them so much, because when I share with them now what I'm been through, and what I'm here to do, and I'm allowed to talk now, that because I was suppressed, just like many of you, from saying why you're here, that they're so happy. And what made me even more happy is when they told me that they're seeing it and they know it. They know it's true. And I just, like, my eyes got teared up, and I didn't want them to see that, because I'm going, oh my God. If this many people already are knowing and understanding, how much more are starting to see it? So
Oh, I'm sorry, shall I give you a bit of time? So,
you're all so beautiful. I'm sorry if I sound really.
that's all right. That's all right. 'Cause we're, you know, you're
Everybody's worth so much, because without you, everything around you would not exist.
thank you.
Excuse me.
That's okay. Thank you. It's obviously quite hard for you to kind of express this kind of energy here.
It's a happy cry that I have, because I came from the future. And every now and then, when I get pulled to see how much the progress of the changes are occurring, it's beautiful. I'm sorry.
So you're saying, yeah, I think, quick break, yeah. I think
I'm sorry.
that's all right, that's all right. I'll give you a little bit. I'm going to put a record on, and let's have, yeah, there it is. Let's have the tune. Let's play the tune. Supernatural by the Splinter Group and Peter Green.
Thank you.
you.
Peter Green and the Splinter Group with Supernatural. This song has been going through my head all week. I've been completely obsessive with it. And it's these long sustaining notes that get you, you know. And I've been learning it on the, to play it on the guitar, and I've made this little backing track and everything like that. I've been playing it for the last 3 days, and it's something to do with these frequencies that I hear in my head all the time. Those long sustaining notes, that's what does it. That's it's the same. I'm trying to explain myself very badly. so you know, it's not abnormal that to express this kind of thing, but it's been the theme of the week for me, and yeah, it's Supernature. What do you think of that?
I really liked it. Actually, when you played it, I felt like my body, I came out of my body and I sort of floating into space.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So, yeah, it takes you beyond.
Ever beyond. Beyond the sirens. Right, so meanwhile, we're here with Olivia Valencia. And so you basically were talking about that you had you've been traveling between here and the future, and seeing how when you go back there, the future is gradually changing into a blissful state, and yes. you hardly be able to contain yourself with the bliss of it. I mean, yes. You weren't like having a bad time. It wasn't, you know, you weren't upset about it. It was like too blissful to express. Is that where we're going with this?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll bless
you.
Thank
you. Yes. We all work so hard, all of us. You. Everything. Even the computers, you know? Because everything is alive. Everything pulled together to help make these changes. And it's really looking good. There's just a few little nicks, but boy, when you get to see it, everything that was in your dreams will no longer be a dream, because you'll be awake to see it, to touch it, to feel it, to embrace it. And it will never, never reverse it ever again. There I go again.
Good news indeed, though.
Yes.
Good news indeed.
Very good.
So, essentially what we're saying is that this is like the last possible point when the dark side could ever do anything wrong, you know, to mess things up. After this point, the dark side is powder.
There's still little things they'll be doing. I'm have to be honest. They're still going to do little things, but it's very small. As you can see, everything that's going on right now, these earthquakes, even though it's probably tearing down buildings, not many are leaving. So those that do leave, it's because they choose to leave. And that's, you know, a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's here by a choice, whether you don't like the word or not, because I had a hard time dealing with that word for a long time myself, but now I really see we all came here as a choice in the word, meaning because we wanted to experience it, because we knew being here was going to take us back to who we were once. And everything that we've been through in the corruption of our DNA, our blue imprints have been demolished, that now it's being structured back together. And in the next few months, the DNA will be complete. And nobody, I'm going to repeat, nobody can stop this, for it's locked. And I am here representing all that is out there to say that you do matter. We all matter. And so it is.
I can hear your neighbors in the background.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Oh, man. Let me close the window. It's pretty hot over here.
Is it? Wow.
Yeah. And if I turn on the fan, then you really won't hear me. Yeah.
We almost had a hot day here. It was almost...
You almost too. Yeah. It's... A quick 5-minute breeze.
Yeah, May the 18th. May the 20th, 2012. We had a nice day in Scotland. So, everybody's got one. Anyway, so where we go? I was just going to check out the. So yeah, the Pleiad. Do you know? I try to spell this word, and every time I spell it, I'm looking at the keyboard, and I'm looking at these three letters, and they all dance around. Right, but every time I do it, it always seems to be that I'm kind of guessing lucky that I get it in the right order, and it always seems to look right. But it's like one of these words that, anyway, Pleiadian, yeah.
If you have a hard time saying the word Pleiadian, just think or say the number 7, because since the universe is created by numbers and fractions, number 7 is the word Pleiadian in the universal term.
So Pleiadian is the word for 7 in universal tongue.
Yeah, right. I mean, here we call it Pleiadian, but in the universal out there, it's called 7.
Right.
But if you sound it out in your head and then sound it out slowly, then you're saying the word, what means Pleiadian out there.
Right. And so, I mean, we see them as 7 very small stars, or more than 7, actually, because, you know, I have them here.
Yeah, there's more.
There's about 100 here. Lots of them. But yeah, 7 pretty bright ones. And yeah. I committed to memory. Let me see if I can recall this. We have Alcyone in the middle, and then there's Merope, Pleiope, Asterope or Sterope, Tegeta, Maya, and that's on the right hand side, and on the left there's Atlas and nope, can't remember the last one. But anyway, I've for a long time I've always wanted to know the names of the stars of this tiny little cluster. It's a funny little thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Bless. And so we would is the Pleiades home by any chance?
It's one of their locations. They have many others. Since we have so many universes and so many eras, and we do have the 7s out there too, so many of them in different locations, but they're all not representing the same conception as it is in this area. It's a different format and a different How do I say it?
Filing system, NTFS, as opposed to
Yes,
fax.
planning system. Thank you. It's different in every location.
And is that because of like every solar system has a kind of fractal route that everything in this solar system is this kind of shape? Does it work like that? There's a kind of this
Yes,
pattern.
it's yes. Yes, the shapes do make a difference. That's again, that's like kind of talking about geometric forms, how every place has its own forms.
Yeah.
And on the one here, we have what we have the side eight that it just continues on.
Eight sides.
The eight is sideways. It
Sideways.
almost looks like a bow.
Oh.
And that's this part of our location, that's what it's formed as.
Oh,
So
the lemniscate, the infinity sign.
is that what they call it? I don't know what they call it here.
It looks like an
There's a
eight
lot of
that.
things I don't know what they call here.
Right, the very very intellectual word for it is lemniscate.
Lemniscate.
Yep, and you could almost say it's like a leaning eight, lemniscate. But they usually refer it to as the infinity or the Pringle. Yeah,
Oh, the Pringle.
if you look at a Pringle, that's what you're talking about. Look at it sideways on.
Yes,
Yeah?
I can see that. Yeah,
Yeah?
except the bottom is cut off.
Oh. What do you mean?
Well, because the Pringle has, if you visualize the Pringle, how it goes, but then
Yeah.
the bottom, you just cut off the little piece where it looks like a triangle, and then it becomes the eight. You gotta visualize it, I guess.
Yeah.
There we go.
Right. So, Pleiadian lineup. So, what is it? What is it in? All right. So, let's go back to where you were working 4 years ago, and you received these messages, and you said, "Ah, la, la, la," to all your friends, and they said, "Yeah, right." And so, you haven't said anything until now. So, can you tell us what you saw then? What you received then?
Oh God.
Since it's time now.
I do remember visually, it's just that it wasn't a happy event at the time. I don't know if I want to share that because that was the past.
Right, but I mean, when you're talking about.
It was pretty much a battle, okay? That's when I kind of went into the Galactic Star War fighting entities. And there was a few coworkers that saw what was going on, and they stood silent and said they didn't want to repeat it because it freaked them out. They just didn't think anything like that was ever going to be revealed in their eyes. So I don't know if I want to go there.
Wow. That sounds really interesting. That sounds like an interesting avenue, but I will
All
not.
I can say, it wasn't supposed to be revealed to their eyes because there's a lot of things when we go through these special events of communication that sometimes we have to go between stopping time. That way, no one in the regular, everyday life will be involved in it for that moment because it can traumatize you. Because the frequency is different, and there's things that can trigger you that will mess you up for a little period of time. It's a small period of time, but still, you might even end up in therapy just because you're not sure what exactly happened. And then when you get out of it, you're overwhelmed. Okay, and even for me that have been experienced that so many times that there was a period of time when it was during that one over 4 years ago that it was a constant thing happening that lasted for months and months that I was thought that and what hey guys, when are you getting me out of this? Okay, this has gone too long. And when I finally they got me out of it, I was taken up to a space station for physical therapy. And then when I returned back to the planet, months later, I went to see a therapist. I had a emotional this
PTSD?
yes from being in these places, and it wasn't the experience that got to me. It was just because it's a different environment, so your body doesn't know how to handle it.
Right. Because I've heard
It
about this, that when people go to other planets through these teleport gates,
yeah.
the vibration of the planet is really, really different, and you really, really feel it. It's like
Yeah.
it's tangible. It's like, when you're on Mars, it doesn't feel like Earth at all, and you want to be back on Earth. I would have thought. I don't know. I quite like Earth. It's quite a nice place. Like
That's
Scott.
because you're used to it. You're incarnated here, so
Yeah, I like Scotland. I like Scotland. It's a nice place to live. So just for the now, I'm
Yeah,
enjoying myself here.
I'm going to change the subject on that. Just that for everyone to know that how fortunate that we choose to come to this planet to make the changes here, because there are other civilizations that are going through far more hardships than you can ever imagine. That if you think it's hard here, it's nothing comparing what's going on out there. And that I was also pulled in to go see what was going on there. And boy, that was another thing that was therapy for. I was just overwhelmed. And then when I finally said, okay, I think I can handle it now. Okay. Well, then I was told, all right, good, because that's going to be your next assignment. And I went like, oh, God.
So you're kind of
Give me a vacation first.
yeah, like you ever get one. So you're kind
Yeah.
of assigned to go to various places.
Yes. We do have to clean it up, and after this planet or this solar system here gets the reboot after all the virus is removed and the new software get put in. You always have to reboot for a few days, and then when the lights are back on, voila, everything's beautiful again. Fresh start.
That's nice. So you say 3 days or so. Everybody says 3 days, don't
Yes.
they? Have you noticed everyone says 3 days?
Well, 3 days can be maybe 3 seconds, 3 hours. 3 minutes, it's in the increment of threes. It could be the time of 3:33, 3 o'clock and 33 minutes, and it could happen instantly because how fast time is going, you may not even realize it when it happens. You're just going to wind up waking up in the morning and going, was that a dream? So it's going to be a surprise for all of us, even me.
Cool.
Because all they told me is, this is what's going to happen. This is what you need to know. And the rest will be surprise, because you always like surprises. And I said, just be careful with the surprise, all right?
Yeah, we like surprises, but not pranks. Yeah.
Yes.
'Cause they are playful, aren't they?
Oh,
The
yes.
boys and
They
girls
do tear.
upstairs.
Yes,
They
they
do
tear.
take the
And it
mickey, as we say.
gets boring sometimes when you're right there behind a computer all the time and doing all this stuff and fighting these galactic parties and saying, okay, you need to stop. Okay, just chill. We're here to work with you. Stop fighting us. And then you need a little break, and then you're like, kind of like, all right, who looks like they need a little fun today, because we need some laughter here.
Yep. So yeah, I think I've I'm like the butt of a lot of people's jokes. Let's take the mickey out of JP today. Let's stop the recording as soon as he starts to show today. Let's see how long it takes for him to notice. 16 minutes, boys. 16 minutes.
It's all good fun.
Yeah. So, Pleiadian lineup.
All right. What else did you want to
Speak
ask?
on the Pleiadian lineup of how
Can you be more specific? Because I've
let's
been
drill down.
taught. Okay, I have to make it clear. I've been taught that you never reveal anything. Let them ask the question. All right.
Okay,
So
you want
I.
me to
So
ask some
everything that I.
questions?
Yes.
Okay,
Because
cool.
everything I said earlier was because I was allowed to. I was kind of. This is what you can say, this is what you can say, and now they're telling me
Okay. So,
this.
yeah, I get it. Do not answer the unasked question.
Yeah. But they
Yeah.
did want me to say the of the future and how the progress is going is magnificent, and no one has anything to worry about, and nor fear, because fear is fear itself. Be fearless, confront anything that comes in your way, because it's your power.
Yeah. So, it's like all of these things where you think about, oh, I can't do that because of the law, or I can't do that because of, it's time to do it.
Yes.
You would say, to follow your heart
Yes.
and do what your heart says, because that's going to always take you to the right place, the next right place,
Yes.
because that's the center of our magnetic pulsing motor. Because you have a metaphor for our world that is like a computer, haven't you? It's like a kind of the way we are is you talk about Mother Earth as the motherboard, don't you?
Yes. Yes, I it's like I've been on the outside of the box looking inside it and see where the chips fall and where everything's aligned. So yes, sir, all the planets are motherboards, and stars are like the, what are they called? Here on the planet. Excuse me, the little copper pieces, and then now you have these bunch of orbs that have been coming in for a long time, and these orbs are different types of orbs, and some of them, let me see, how do I say it? I'm not going to describe them all. I'll just describe the ones that are here as energy balls.
Right.
These are helping the alignment, the grid lines, and everything, and even people. So, if you never seen one before, actually, when it gets dark, try doing a flash in your home or outside. You feel that moment like something's connecting with you. Go ahead and flash a picture. You may not see it at that moment. But download it in your computer and see what you find there. They're everywhere.
Yeah, orbs are interesting. We have a friend, Cosmic Mind. She's been a previous guest and friend from Rebecca Jernigan's early a couple of years ago group. And we used to on her show in the middle of the show. We used to go to her back garden. We used to orb out to her back garden, and try and get photographs. She would go out on her back porch and take photographs with her flash, and she would post the pictures she took on Facebook, and we would see if we could recognize ourselves. That was quite an interesting exercise.
Wow.
Right. Okay.
Did, so did you ever blow them up to see what they look like, the images inside?
Oh yeah, there were some very interesting ones. Very, very interesting indeed. And well, there was a collection on journeyswithrebecca.com. I don't know if that exists at the moment, but there might be. But yeah, it was quite fun, and I discovered in that particular instance how to make a flying saucer, and travelled forward in time to a weird event. But anyway, that's probably just a single timeline that didn't, because you can't well, I don't know. What about this time travel? If I go forward in time, it just goes forward to some possibility, doesn't it? This may not be relevant just now
It's
anymore.
let me see if I'm checking to see if I'm allowed to say this. All right. I'm gonna go back. For hundreds of years behind a higher dimension, we've been bringing back doorways. These doorways were kind of blocked from entering this solar system for the longest time. And in 2003, when that galactic battle happened in the Milky Way, what they thought were they were doing a sabotaging was actually something we planned for a very long time, and it helped us bring in the doors. So since 2003, all the way from 2000 and I would say nine, was it nine, nine? Yeah, mid 2009, sometimes in the summer, the first few doors started to appear in the Milky Way. And as they started opening, I had a conversation. It was a group of us. We were on Skype. We had a conversation with a group in Hong Kong. And they were telling us about, they knew this one psychic lady that talked about these four doors that are opening, and they're trying to stop it, collectively stop it from opening. And I went, what? And I never shared this with any human at the time. And I go, what do you mean you're trying to stop it? They go, yeah, because it's bad. These bad doors are opening. And I'm going, no, off with the programming. No, these doors will open no matter what. And there'll be many more to open in the long run. And when these doors open, people's consciousness are going to change because these are bringing in these high frequencies. And as the second sun comes in, that second sun is actually bringing in these high frequency waves that are coming through now. I go, so these doorways are opportunities for all to able to go on to the level they wish to go to. Because when you go on to the fifth level, when that time occurs, it's not just like everybody's going to go to the fifth level. There are many levels in that fifth level, just as there's many levels in the third level, in the sixth and the seventh. It's all about like going to like university, and you have to take all these classes, you know, and you're going to be going to that level in that fifth dimension. And then when you complete that, then you're going to go into a different level of okay, what they call time here, but it's called place. Well, how we call it's called place, and it's still in the fifth dimension, but now it's time for you to learn and experience that level of place. And then when you complete those, it's always 12, by the way. Always 12. When you complete those 12, then you're going to go into the sixth level, the sixth dimension. And you're going to complete those 12, and then so on and so on. And you will always have teachers guiding you, and you become the teacher for those that are coming to learn. And then it's so forth, so forth. So everybody becomes a teacher. Everybody here is a teacher, whether they know it or not, because right now they're in the stage of teaching the third dimension, those that are in the fifth dimension, and those that are in between with the fourth dimension. The ones that are in the fourth dimension had it the toughest. They really worked so hard to make sure that everybody and got through from that blockage and made sure these doors were opening. And all the doors are open now. There are many doorways.
So what you call the fourth dimension, is that what I would call the astral plane?
I suppose if that's what you're calling it, I don't know the name here.
Right, hard. Okay, that's good. So that's interesting. You're talking about place when you're talking about frequency, isn't it?
Yes.
Because
And frequency place is actually what they have created here from the Mayan and other civilizations that created the time here. And the time was actually keeping you from going forward. But it wasn't a bad thing. It was just a temporary thing until they were able to figure out how to fix what happened once. Do you follow what I'm saying? So that's why that time was created until everything was able to go forward.
Right, okay.
And the
Hold it
time is
there.
now.
Hold it
You
there,
get that?
Religa. Hold it
Okay.
right there, because we're going to take a little break,
All
and
right.
then I want you to expand on exactly what you just spoke about. Can you focus on that for me during,
Okay.
okay?
Okay.
Because that sounds really important. So let's have a look at what should we do now. Sticking with Peter Green because he's genius. Let's see if my hard drive will spin up and give me the song. Right. And sticking with Peter Green, we are going to hit the Albatross. I love Albatross. Who doesn't love Albatross?
Thank you.
So here we are. So, Olivia, did you hold that thought?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it has escaped us. Ah, see? Oh. Meanwhile, during our little interruption there, no, not interruption, intermission, that's the one. I love Peter Green. I'm having a complete and utter Peter Green moment this week. And maybe it's to help us all kind of drift, sort of smoothly move through this this transition that we're going through. So you're saying, Olivia, that there's this really important thing going on right now, gateways and portals. Now, I've got some questions, and presumably we also have some callers, but David, because I haven't logged in, is the thing. Then Dave is refusing them, so. So I'm going to take chat room questions and Skype calls to me personally, but there you go. Oh, the dog's going mental. Right, okay. So yes, I've got a couple of questions, but let's have Thomas. Is it Thomas? I believe we have a caller called Thomas Hudges.
No, it's Huggies.
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 Hug
Thomas Huggies.
Hess. Huge.
You were talking about how they like to play pranks on her every once in a while because she gets too serious. And I just want to say they played the ultimate prank on her when they put her in touch with me. No shit.
Thomas tried to calm me down and I was freak out, and then it was turned out to be something very beautiful and positive. And I go, you bunch of brats.
Yeah, they put you in touch with me, and you've been laughing ever since.
I love you.
Love you too.
Oh.
Although I'm still mad at you because she went out her first time and got a photograph of a Sasquatch. It's like, what? My God, she went out. Very first time she got a photograph of Sasquatch. I'm like, you know how many months I stayed out in the woods before I got a photograph of one? Wow.
Well,
just wow.
well.
I don't know. Okay, I was kind of surprised myself.
Beginner's luck.
The way it happened, yeah, I guess so. It's kind of weird because when it happened, is I saw something gigantic, transparently walking, like from behind me, in front of me, and then all of a sudden I see this big giant violet orb and. And then I see this tree that was kind of like one of the symbols that was constantly downloaded for me, the right down, and it had to do with the tree and life and what the meaning is about it. And that symbol was a tree right in front of me with that big giant orb. So it's something goes, take the picture now. So I took the picture and I show it to Thomas, and he goes, there's a Sasquatch in there. And I'm like, where? And he points it out, and I went, oh my God. You can see his face big. He's all smiling there.
Yeah.
So, Tom, have you got any questions for Olivia?
I just wanted to support Livia and what she's doing, and I'm very happy that you're coming out and saying these things at this time, Libby. It really warms my heart and it gives me hope because I didn't have much hope a few months ago, as you well know.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm very grateful that they come connected me with you because you helped me open up a side of me that I was kind of very shy. And thank you, too. So I guess we're here. We are here to help each other.
Yeah, and we've all got little bits of the puzzle.
Yes, it's
Everybody we
true.
meet, this is what I'm discovering, is that every person who is involved in your life has a little bit of the answer for you. And
Yes.
me, I'm all about solution, you know, so I'm avidly collecting this puzzle like it was out of a cigarette packet or something, you know. And just waiting for all the bits to come together. And you know, I'm sure that, you know, definitely Thomas is one of these puzzle pieces.
Oh, Thomas has a lot of knowledge.
Puzzle pieces, so. In the way that Sanicito refers to puzzle pieces.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that I know and I don't discuss, and you know that, Libby.
Yes.
And you know why, too.
Yes. And vice versa.
Yeah.
So, we have some questionies from the chatty room. And, can I ask some of these questionies?
Please.
Thanks, Olivia.
Yes, sure. Well, if I can't answer it, he'll probably finish it for me.
All right, okay.
We work as a team.
Yeah.
We're out there.
All right, so, first of all, this is a question a long time ago in the thing. What are some of the uncommon or rare potholes people encounter when trying to raise their vibration level? I suppose you could also speak on what are the more common potholes that people come across, because, you know, everybody's got their stuff. So, you know, how would you move with that?
Yes, I've actually encountered those myself because, I think I said it on the first air that I agreed to volunteer to be an experiment to try a lot of things here. And these potholes, I would suggest never do it when you're in a bad state. You have to, like, sit down, calm down, and visualize something that makes you happy, something beautiful. If you have to draw a picture or get a painting or check something online that makes you happy, and put yourself in that place, be there, feel it, and then higher your frequency, your vibration. That way you don't get stuck in a pothole. And also, it's not just the pothole. Sometimes certain things have blocks. Well, it will bounce back, and it kind of like hits you, and then you end up with a migraine. So if that ever occurred to you and you ended up with a migraine, that's what happened. You ended up going into a frequency where there was a wall there and it just bounced back at you.
Excellent.
Can I add to that?
Sure.
Yeah. What I would say along the lines of what she's saying is, think about the time when you were a kid and you wanted something really bad and your parents kept saying no. And then at Christmas time, you open one of your gifts and it's right there in that box, and how happy you were, and how good you felt. Think about that time. Let that feeling come back into you again, because it's there. It's part of you. It's already there, and you can expand on that feeling of joy, because you were so happy. You were a kid that was bouncing off the walls because you got what they said you couldn't have. For months, they were telling you can't have that. And then at Christmas time, you opened a package, and there it was. Right there. Think about that. Remember that. Feel it. Bring it into the now. How's that, Libby?
That's good. Can I add to that one?
Please do.
When you got your first ice cream cone and how it tasted.
That was the beginning of the slippery slope, really, wasn't it? Anyway, So basically, rather than talk about that's a very good way of dealing with that question. Rather than talk about what can go wrong, is if things do go wrong, that's where to go. You go to your happy place and you start again. You reset.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a lot of resetting going on.
Just like in the movie Hook with Robin Williams, go to your happy place.
That's right. I love that movie. That movie I did see.
Use the force, Luke. Anyway, so an unasked question from Andrew 303. Oh, wow. Whoa, wow, okay. All right. Can you describe the network of cross-dimensional communicators used to connect the many parts of the galaxy? Some use machines, others do not. How does the alignment affect the people working with this system?
Being out of the box, everything's a machine. And if I use it in a different format, just like the frequencies that are coming from the sun, that actually is a transition radio, like, you know, these waves that come through, that's the way we communicate. Another way of communicating is we're pretty much all chipped, whether you know it or not. There's chips in us. And there's different types of chips. The chips that one they can see that are probably man-made, that's a different type. That sounds like a radio. And the chips that come from other galactic places is actually in your bone structure, in your nerves. We were born with it. And that's how they trigger the communication. But not everybody can trigger the communication consciously, so they can trigger it in other parts of your body, because your body, other parts that link to your joints also have a conscious. But the main conscious is in your heart. And that's why people get confused, that when they feel this moment, when they meditate or they pray, and then they're asking for something, and then they say, oh, I just spoke with God. What you spoke with was the force, and this force was this frequency, this energy. And I'm not saying there isn't a God, because there are beings out there that have that title. And some have incarnated on the planet before, that the ones that had called themselves gods, that people actually have accepted as gods on the planet, were not gods. They were just teachers. And they were here to teach us, for us to teach others. And this is why we're all here, to explain that we are all teachers and we are all students. And also that I need to kind of clarify, because I'm being asked to right now, is that churches were supposed to be called, or once called, the School of Knowledges.
That's interesting.
And the universities and colleges and elementary schools and all that did not take place in those times, because everybody went to the School of Knowledges. And do the corporations and stocks and stuff, they decided to break it apart and make these schools. And then you see what came out of this. Eventually, they are asking that those that are going to be staying here to make the changes will be bringing back the School of Knowledges and bringing back truth.
Well, I like to think that Ever Beyond is a kind of presage for that. That this is like the future school, the school of the future. We have interesting people talking about interesting things, and also who are open to expand their own horizons and do it with the collective. I think that's a nice way of putting it, eh?
Yes, and also the School of Knowledges were also another way of collective people gathering together and communicating with beyond as a group. And these have been used to suppress people. And the technology that's being used on this planet and a couple others have been using it for their own purpose, but now they're having a hard time because they don't know which side of the signal they're getting now, because of everything that's going on. It's going to be stopped.
Thank God.
Well, thank certain friends of ours. So we had a guest called Tolek on a few months ago, and he spoke also on various other shows that the Procyonese, the people
Procyons.
From... The Procyons. The people from Procyon, which is... Procyon is just to the left of Orion. A little bit further up to the left, you know, kind of square with Sirius, but up over wide the shoulder. And this was the group that finally defeated the reptilians in 2003, is what he says. Is that right?
Oh, that's right. In 2003, when they made that hole in the Milky Way, that was the battle.
Hang on.
So yes, that's correct.
So
can I add something to what you're saying?
Yes.
A piece of the puzzle that I have on that, and I've had this echoed by other people without saying anything to them, going all the way back to 2008, when I started communicating with the Sasquatch people, this planet is one of 13 planets total. Call it an experiment, if you will. This particular experiment has gone awry, more so than the other ones have, but there are 13 planets total who are shifting out of this experiment. And the reason it was done, if my understanding on this is correct, the reason why this experiment was done is so that they would know how to handle the reptilians in the future in a benevolent way. Because it's going to be integrated, whether we realize it or not. And people, you know, in 5 years' time, people are going to see that stay here in this frequency of living are probably going to see reptilians walking around on the street, maybe enclosed, maybe not, but they'll sit down and have a beer with you or whatever the
correct.
Case may be. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Because there's...
there goes the neighborhood.
Yes. No, actually, it's going to be positive. You'd be surprised how many of them were actually slaves and did not agree to what they was happening. It was a very small percentage that were actually being benevolent, and the rest had no control, and they've been shipped too. I myself had some experience in the past that they had done things to me and had came back years later and apologized to me what they done, and I was overwhelmed to see the changes that happened to them and occurred, and they broke free and said that for all of us that have incarnated here, knowing that what we are has helped them so much, for they were lost, and them too were kind of blocked from the truth.
Yeah, they were lied to quite a bit by the higher-ups in their own society about how this was their planet and they originated from here. So they thought that it was their duty to try and retake this planet because of how badly they were lied to in the process.
Yes.
Hang on, run that by again and make it really plain.
Okay. The reptilians that are part of the Hydra and Draconian reptilians, not the Saurians that are indigenous to this world, but those that have caused the most problem with the Orion Greys, they were lied to about their origins. They were told that this planet was their home world. This is where they originated from. And so they thought it was part of their duty to try and take this world over. They were lied to.
Right. Okay.
And let me add to that if you'd like to. I may have that a little bit inaccurate, but yes.
No, you have it. Yeah, that is correct. And they couldn't find a way out because pretty much before they came here, a lot of them were chipped because they needed an army here. They couldn't just, the good handful that came to take over this planet couldn't do it with themselves. So they programmed others to come here and pretty much take over this planet. But it's a extremely long story. It's too long to get in detail, but what Thomas is saying is correct to add on.
Right, because like you say, it is a big story. That,
yeah. A lot of history.
Yeah. Now, the thing is that history is also depicted in our movies in a disguised form.
To some degree, it is.
And elements are placed And sometimes it's you know, like we often, you know, we often refer to Star Trek items or Star Trek devices, you know, because that's, you know, that's a kind of obvious thing. If you had the ability to turn matter into energy, that's what you'd be able to do. And
Yes.
that's the difference between them and us, is that they have released the ability to turn matter into energy, and to turn energy into matter and matter into energy. And that's the magic of Star Trek, more or less. So that's prevalent in the universe, is that correct?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is that, you
You kind
know,
of lost me
yeah,
there.
I'm sorry. Like the Star Trek reality, where you have replicators and matter transporters and stuff like that.
That's only one aspect of it, but
I
yes, that
know.
is a part of it, yes.
I know, but essentially, the difference between them and us in terms of the technology is the ability to transfer matter to energy and energy to matter.
Oh
Yeah.
yes. And also it's being used here. It's I've seen it, and it's no different. When they talk about how we have some certain aliens here on this planet that their technology is advanced like 10,000 years, I really have to correct that. That technology always existed. That technology, there is no time or place to describe what the technology of existence is. It just exists. So to say that, oh, we're behind in our times and this technology has come, no, we've been suppressed to live like in the Stone Ages and build back what's once was. That's all it is.
Right, but
Everything, all this technology has always existed.
okay, so it's essentially that the planet is ready. So, you know, we got a 64-bit motherboard system, and we've only
Yes.
got like Windows 98, and you know, we
Oh
haven't got
no,
enough.
there's holographics now.
Yeah, yeah,
Depending where
exactly.
you
We're
live
now
at,
dealing
it's
with a
being used.
holographic computer.
And yeah, I saw it when I was little. I used to get taken, and I saw the holographic world, the holographic universe, and I remember it always existed. So barely now, they're in the past maybe decade or so, they're barely revealing it to the public little by little, depending where you live on the location. But it always existed. They just didn't want us to have it.
Yes.
Do you want to add to that, Thomas?
Well, what I can add to that, I'll just say this because I'm being told to choose my words carefully at the moment.
Okay.
Because of the things that happen in this reality, or this world, whatever you want to call it, there are things that had to be done, and we had to devolve back to the basis point of life so that these things could be seen and known and eradicated. That's why, you know, this whole Darwin theory is so inaccurate, it's not even funny, because we've been devolving for the last, I want to say, I don't know, somewhere around 50,000 years or so, and it's just now where we're at that we're about to springboard back up. It's not going to be a slow evolution like it was before when we first started everything. It's going to springboard back up, and those that are ready for it will adapt to it very easily. Those who are not, as Scott Mandelker says, off to another schoolhouse.
Yes, and the school will be wonderful. As there's nothing malevolent or anything no more. It's just you're going to be able to pursue your education. And I know many people that even the party that I was to last night were kind of worried, like, okay, so then if I go here, what about my children? What about my husband? What about my brother and sister, my family? Everybody's going to go where they need to go, and your memory of them will always be in the heart and in your dreams, but you got to all go back, go to your school. You need to go to your next level. You will meet again, and everybody will be okay. Did you want to add that to that, Thomas?
I think I've said pretty much all I need to say on that, because it's enough, big enough of a concept where people are going to have a hard time just realizing the fact that we've been doing this for the last 100,000 years or so.
Okay. Thank you.
There's too many people out there that are still in the programming of thinking the Earth is only 7,000 years old, and I'm telling you guys, you're way off the mark.
Really? I haven't met those.
Well, there's a lot of people that rub that Bible and thump it when they're talking to you, that they really go by that programming, especially where I'm at down here in the Deep South. It's going to be an all time of the night kind of thing when things go off around here.
Should be interesting. So we have another question.
Sure.
We have more questions. Many more questions. This is from Jack 523. Or maybe Jake 523. Is there much technology that you know of that is based on faceted crystals like supercomputers, energy generators, etc.?
Oh, wow, ooh, yeah. Yes.
Go for it.
I don't... No, I'm not allowed to talk about that. I can't talk about. Sorry.
So essentially, yes, there is stuff.
There is.
Oh, sorry, come.
Yes.
Can I say something on that?
Sure.
Yeah, I think the first thing that people will need to realize before they're ready for that kind of knowledge is that the human skin suit you live in is the technology.
Yes.
When you realize that, when you realize how much of a technology this human body is, even science calls it a biomechanical machine, when you begin to realize that, you'll be ready to learn and realize, or remember in some cases, about the technologies that you're asking about right now.
Right. There's a couple of questions, feedback from the chat room. That sounds like families falling apart. Now, I wouldn't say that that was the case. I would say that the people in each of the different soul groups and lesson groups, as it were, would be placed in families. You know, families that are there that love each other, you know, including the dog. You know, you don't know who your dog is. You don't know, you really don't know who your cat is.
Yeah,
you really, really don't know who your cat
is. Everything, yeah. Like when I go to the, can I say this? When I go to where I'm going to be going to, my vehicle's going with me. He already told me. He's going to be my spaceship. And I'm like, okay, this is cool.
All right. Excellent. Because everything is alive.
Exactly.
Hylozoism. That's what that's called. The philosophy that everything is alive.
Yes.
I've done some big words today, haven't I? Lemniscate and hylozoism. It might be lemnisate. I don't know. Lemniscate. Lemniscate. Lemony. Whatever. So, here's a question from Wolf2 in the chat room. And do you think the Garden of Eden was our Creator's garden, and that the door or portal was the entrance, and when Adam and Eve left, it was so easy to close that doorway?
I'm not sure I'm ready to answer that one. It's too complicated to say.
Had to ask a question. Yeah, so it's leading certain assumptions.
I will say that Adam did exist. That who was Adam, that's probably another time to talk about. And he was sent here to bring the experiment, to create what he needed to create. And it kind of answers the previous question that Thomas answered about we are crystals. Adam was the one they handed the crystal to create us. And that crystal was able to be split in so many forms, and then it grows back into its original state, and then it can be split again.
Like a rhubarb.
And and that's where the Philosopher's Stone comes from.
And it's a self-healing crystal.
Yes, we. That's why we're healers. We came from the Creator, and the Creator took a piece of him and gave it to Adam to create us.
That's wild.
The human form. So that's all I'm going to go for. That's as far as I'm going to go. Thomas, you want to add to that? That's fine, but that's all I can share because I don't want to confuse anybody.
The only thing I'll say on that is that I'll quote Bob Dean in his last interview with Kerry Cassidy, and okay. humans are the fauna of this planet.
Okay.
Which is a very basic understanding, but essentially we are the fauna of this planet.
We're very cute, apparently.
Depends on when the lights are on or not.
Yeah. Olivia, says yes. Catherine, 63, from Fife in Scotland. In the future, do you see, are we dependent on technology, or why are we using our inborn gifts and abilities? That almost rhymes.
We are going to be using the advanced technology, but it's going to take a while. We ourselves may not see that in this incarnated life, but in another life, way in the future, we will be the technology. We will be back to the holographic existence that once existed.
I just want to add to what you're saying to give people an idea. You know, people can project their consciousness wherever they want to in the world, and that's why they're able to remote view or see the future or see the past, whatever the case might be. What gets added to that, now that everything is on course and going like it's supposed to, what gets added to that is that you'll be able to project your consciousness to that area, but you'll also be able to project your physical body there. So there won't be a need for planes or trains or cars or automobiles or ships or anything like that. You'll be able to be there almost instantly, just as quick as you think about it. That's the kind of technology that the human body is. That's what's coming back.
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. So, now, as a kind of, is it the a kind of, I don't know if it's aimed exactly at you, but Fandango 33 has asked, has anyone theorized that the ETs were actually here before Homo sapien was created? And I would agree that I would say that.
Yes,
I would say that it was ETs who created Homo sapien, but that's a belief system, isn't it? I don't know.
There is always someone that created another. You know, there's always someone that had created. It's not just here. There's other planets that create too, and that's why there's always something new. They just, you know, you get bored, you want to do something, you want to create a new life.
Do you want to tell them about the home world for suns that get born and then distributed throughout the cosmos?
No.
No, okay. Yeah, I was about to,
the
I said,
Star
hey,
Factory.
No,
no, that's a long story.
Yes, it is. And I've seen it. And it's, all I'll say is it's a very beautiful place.
Magrathea.
Well, if you can
the Star Factory, you know.
I'll just put it in imaginary terms, okay? If you could picture a gigantic ball of plasma, and I'll put it like that so that people can understand, a gigantic ball of plasma that you can walk on. And it's not the kind of plasma that's so hot it would burn you alive or anything like that, just, you know, boom and you're gone. No, it's a type of plasma and you can walk on it, and there's all these balls of plasma interacting on the surface, and when they reach a certain maturity or are formed completely, that's when they receive their assignments as to where to go. And that's why the cosmos, the multiverse, everything it is, that's why it keeps expanding. There is no ending and there is no beginning because there's life forms. I mean, God, how many people would ever imagine that the sun is alive? It is a Stargate. It's a dimensional doorway. But yes. Yeah, it's alive too. Yes. Very much alive.
Yes.
So if you can imagine that, that's kind of the way it is. I won't say anything more than that. I'll just leave it in the imaginary stage so that people can imagine it. Because if you can imagine it, if you can see it through your imagination, you may actually connect with it. And I really hope it doesn't tilt you off balance when you do. That's sad.
Well, one of the things in Wilcox's book, The Source Field Investigations, he says that it turns out that stars emit bacteria.
Yes, they do.
Space dust is bacteria. Living cells, organisms, everywhere. It's more like a soup than a vacuum.
It would probably blow the fuzzy head off people's body if they realized everything that the sun emits and the true color of the sun. That's another thing. Ooh. Oh.
Mm-hmm. What?
I'm not going to say anything else about the color of the sun because it's not what you look up and see.
Yeah. I've seen the x-rays.
Well, there's things that are going on right now as far as movies go that are trying to help people wake up. And if you can just take the concepts into your mind and not dismiss it as a great science fiction movie and look at it as a possibility, you may not be so shocked as we go through these times.
Which movie are you talking about?
Most movies that are out there.
All right.
The ones that are really far-fetched. I mean, the movie Inception really put it out there for people to understand. I don't know if you've seen that movie or not, JP. But,
I have, yeah. Where there's a dream, and then they go into a dream, and then within the dream is a different time zone, so that weeks go by, and it's only seconds in the first dream, and then they go into a deeper dream, and then they go into an even deeper dream to save themselves while they're going into the water, so that they get out of the thing before they hit the water. Well, and it all happens in the split second between the bomb going off in the van and the falling off the bridge and hitting the water or hitting the pontoon, whereupon they'd all die, but they all beam out in the first place.
Whoa,
and...
dude! Whoa.
Yeah, because what I was referring to in that movie is something much simpler than that.
Everything is simple.
Yeah, it's when they enter your consciousness with something, and so. The example I use on that is you might see a commercial on TV for Arby's sandwiches, and you don't even like Arby's. You haven't been there in years because you don't like Arby's. You don't like the way it tastes or anything else. They've come out with a new sandwich. You saw the advertisement, and instead of deciding or saying to yourself, saying out loud, saying in your head, wherever you say it at, I don't like Arby's and I won't be eating that sandwich. If you don't make a choice or a decision right there, it's entered your consciousness. And 5 weeks, 5 months later, unprescribed amount of time, you'll find yourself at Arby's ordering that very sandwich, saying to yourself in your head the whole time, I don't even like Arby's. What am I doing here? And yet you're still ordering it, and you're still eating the sandwich, and you're sitting there going, I don't even like Arby's. Why am I here? You'll be saying that over and over again, and you can't understand why. This is why there's so many commercials on TV. They enter your consciousness with an idea or a concept, and it starts right there. And that's the premise of the movie. Once they enter your consciousness, they can go through and program you or get things through to you that you would not normally do on your own anyway. How's that for an explanation, Libby?
That was great, and I was waiting for you to say the programming, and then you said it. Okay, he got it. Yeah. That was a great way of describing it. Yeah, the programming and the another term of hypnosis.
Yeah.
NLP. So
that's why they throw so many commercials at you when you're watching a Super Bowl or watching some TV show. They're constantly throwing commercials at you, and if you're not aware of what's going on, you can't make a free will choice about it because you're not aware that they're entering your consciousness.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. When I'm at work, and even when I went to the party last night, or when I'm in the social group, that's all everybody starts conversating is about some game. I can understand, you know, for hobbies and something fun, something to do. That's great, but don't make that your life.
Right.
If you realize that's a part of the program because they're trying to keep you from going beyond what you came for. Just do it for a little bit, and then even in between time, just remember who you are. Don't make that your whole life. And I'm seeing a lot of people doing that. That's their whole life. They'll wear it. They'll drink out of it. You know, they'll post it up and stuff. And I'll just look at it and I went, boy, if I continue on staring at thing, I think I'm going to be under the program. You'd be surprised how images and symbols of logos can actually put you in a trance just by looking at it enough. Okay, I just froze there. My mind went blank. Sorry. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
I hope everybody in the chat room understands too. They're using these things to program you, and it's working. It's been working for a long time. That's why,
yeah.
You know, you used to see benevolent advertisements because they didn't try to take advantage of that back in the, what, 50s? But, you know, as soon as you get into the 60s, they really ramped it up. They turned the volume up. And nowadays, it's so insane, you don't know where to begin describing it other than just they're entering your consciousness. I mean, and look at how many problems they're creating. Right inside of you. Not in the world, but inside of you.
Yeah.
I mean, erectile dysfunction? Really? Really?
Okay, Thomas, what? Okay.
That's an advertisement. I'm serious.
Oh,
I'm just
really?
I'm talking about. Yeah.
Oh, I don't watch television, so I don't see commercials. I thought you were joking.
No. Viagra? You've heard of Viagra, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That
stuff like that, they put it in your junk mail for some reason.
Yeah, I know.
They want to make sure you get it somehow.
You know what I do?
Excuse me.
What I do with those advertisements or credit card applications, I open them up and look for a first-class postage paid envelope. And if there's one in there, I take it and I duct tape it to the top of a printer that doesn't work anymore, and I take it down to the post office. And then they put it on the scale and tell me how much it's going to cost to ship it. And I have them ship that dead printer off to the credit card company that spammed me with their advertisement. So I'm giving back to them. They want something, so I'm giving it back to them.
That's actually a good one.
So I wonder what JP's doing because he's not talking.
Sorry. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Because I had my mic muted. Here's a question from Mr. Scarecrow, Mr. Smart Scarecrow, Mr. Smart Scarecrow out there. And are there those who just seem to be immune to the program?
Not until you realize it.
What do you think, Olivia? Is everybody susceptible to the program until they know that there's a program running?
Yes. I've caught myself accepting things for a few minutes, and then I have something in me that lets me know when I'm being programmed or triggered. And then I have to switch gears and change my frequency, and then I can feel it just being removed instantly. But yes, everybody, every one of us is an easy target for that.
Yeah.
And it's something we need to work within ourselves.
That's right. I got a hit of one of those a few weeks ago. It was
you did?
A very interesting process. And I think it's like this is choice time. And maybe I'll be getting another situation like that. I think we're all, like what you say, perhaps we all have to make some decision that does not seem, to all intents and purposes, in the 3D world, to make sense. You know? Like, it seems like a really irrational choice. But one that, by following your heart, you do the right thing in the end.
Yes, yes. And another thing, your heart is connected to where you really exist. Mm-hmm. And that's why only a speck of you is here. And anytime you connect with that heart, you are actually talking to yourself and to the main creators as well. And that is part of the group collective.
I just want to say this, and then I want your take on it, Libby. I'm just going to make a statement.
Okay.
There's more factual evidence to the movie Avatar than anyone realizes.
Oh, definitely. Oh, I'm glad you brought that one up. Thank you, Thomas. There's something I need to share. I shared it with Thomas a couple of weeks ago.
I got
all emotional out of it, too. I was talking to my older sister on the phone, and she comes out and tells me, "Have you seen the movie Avatar?" And I said, "Oh, yes. Why?" And she goes, "My niece, when it first came out, when she was only 2 years old, she saw the movie and she told everybody in the family, that's what we are." A two-year-old came out and said that. And that just blew me away, and I just got all emotional. And I said, bravo for these crystal children that are coming in. Mm-hmm. They are really going to change this world.
Yep, that's what they're here for. And our job is to not traumatize them. That's all we have to do, you know?
actually, they're very strong.
Yeah, but
yeah,
still.
I was going to say, it's not the crystal children that are going to be traumatized. It's all the adults that have those children in their life that are going to get traumatized. I can tell you that from experience.
Yeah, because they're kind of shocked at how different they are. They don't understand them. They can't understand why they're so intelligent or how they think so different because they're awake.
Because they haven't had mercury throughout their life coursing through their brains, destroying their neurons.
And they've been taught before they incarnate here that fear is no option. You confront it. That doesn't exist. So they're already ahead of the game. It's the rest of us that are older and like still with this word fear, you know, which is only a chemical that's been put here, a program, that are still kind of fighting that battle. Well, the younger ones are like, what? You know, like let's say something comes out and starts barking like a dog and it looks all ferocious, and a dog will automatically get an anxiety and start thinking the word fear, where the child will approach the dog and just start petting it and the dog will be all like good. They communicate it, you know, all passion.
Yeah. They have no fear. It's love.
Yeah.
So yes. It's like, but in a way, you know, you got to give us credit. They are standing on the shoulders of giants. We we have done the work by not traumatizing, you know, by, you know, dealing with the trauma that we've had in a non, in a way that doesn't pass it on. You know,
I just want to tell you a little story from August of last year. I went up to my friend's house in Northeast Texas, and she's got at that time her granddaughter was four. She's five now, but she invited me to go with her and her granddaughter and husband over to a neighbor's place where they've got horses. And there was a filly out in the field that was harassing the other horses. In fact, she was nipping at him or biting him at times. And this little four-year-old child, and I was almost falling down. I was laughing so hard. This four-year-old child goes under the rungs of the fence out there in the field before any adults see what she's doing or can stop her. And she walks out there about 20 feet from the horse, throws her hands up on her hips, and says in a very stern voice for a four-year-old, in a way, she says, "You stop that right now. That's not acceptable. You don't behave that way." And the horse stopped and perked its ears up and listened to her and walked over, and she started rubbing the horse's nose and telling the horse it was okay. And they put that child, that four-year-old girl, on that horse's back, and she rode that horse, and that horse had not even been saddle broken yet. And she rode that horse at 4 years old.
Oh, I like that story. Thank you for sharing that.
So, we're 5 minutes away it's 5 minutes away from 1 a.m. now. And we promised that we'd do like a second section of the show. So if you'd like to stay with us, Olivia?
How long is it going to be?
How much time do you have? Do you have another hour?
Half hour is okay. Is the half hour work for you? Yeah. I gotta go do stuff because I thought we were gonna end at 5.
Oh right, no, because I said we'd extend the show and do a little meditation with the 12 thing.
Can we do it for half an hour?
Yeah.
This exercise doesn't take long. You can do it in your own extended time. You can take your time with it. I'm just here to show you what to do, and then connect with the alignment that's going on right now.
Okay then. Right. Okay. So basically, we want to bring people's awareness into this thing. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play out with a track. I was going to play Black Magic Woman, but maybe not.
No,
because that's the next one from Supernatural. But let's find something a little more appropriate. Do you like reggae?
Yeah, I do, but yeah. I don't.
No, not now. Okay then.
Right. Yeah. Because then I'll start having the visualization that I'm in the island with a martini or something, you know.
Okay. Well, look. I'll just play my outro and my intro again, and then we'll stop and start and get that going. So for the moment, Thomas Hughes, thank you very much for coming on Ever Beyond. Thank you for everybody for listening, and do stay tuned. Make yourself comfortable, light a candle, light some incense if you like. We have a little journey. Thank you very much. This was Ever Beyond.